continuing Baruch Sha'amar. Something to point out, when we make brachos in general, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher. So we switch, like we start off, we speak in second tense, then we switch to third tense. In second person, then we switch to third person. We talk to him as if he's right in front of us. We're saying you, Baruch Atah. And then we also switch to third person, him. And the idea of that is that we're showing that there's what we could see from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, which is his actions and the way that he affects the world and what he does in the world. But him himself, we can't know. It's completely beyond and disconnected from our ability to be able to perceive him and know him. So therefore, there's an aspect of Atah, that which about you that I could see, and there's an aspect of him that we have to leave in third person. We don't know what we're talking about, actually. And we see that idea also over here when we say, Baruch Sha'amar V'haya Olam. But then we right away say, Baruch Hu. In other words, Baruch Sha'amar V'haya Olam. That's something that we see. We see that there's a world over here that he created, but that's an act that we see that he did. But him himself, all we could say is, Baruch Hu. He's Baruch. He's a source of all blessing. He sends us blessings, but we don't know anything about him. So we're showing that also by our quickly saying Baruch Hu, it's like humbling ourselves immediately. Oh, you think you're starting to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Don't think that you actually know him. Immediately we step back and we say Baruch Hu, to show that we don't really know him. We're just mentioning the things that he does. Okay, yesterday we were in the middle of, we're up to Baruch Gozer Umekayim, and we were saying how of Schwab's Pshat that every one of these phrases after the word Baruch is another thing that we see that's included within the name of Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, that's reflected in Yudkei Vavkei. And he brings Gemaras and Chazals that show that Yudkei Vavkei, the name of Hashem, means every one of these things. So Baruch Gozer Mekayim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a gzera that he's going to punish the Rasha'im, and then he follows through with it. Like, for example, it says in the Parsha of the Arayos, it starts off and it says, Ani Hashem. And Chazal say on that in Torah's Kohanim, I am the one that punished the Dor HaMabul for not following my will. And I'm the one that punished Anshei Sdom and the people of Mitzrayim. And in the future, I'm going to punish all those that don't do my will. So why does that have to start off? All that is included in the term, Ani Hashem. Ani Yud Kei Vav case, you see that included in that is Hashem's promise that I'm going to follow through with my decree of the punishments that I said I'm going to do. And that itself is a Kiddush Hashem, that when those that don't follow in the way of Hashem have their downfall because of their actions. So even though you don't see it right away, trust and know that I'm Gozer and I'm Mekayim. Then we continue and it says, Baruch Merachim ala Aretz. Another aspect of Yudkei Vavkei is that it's a Midas HaRachamim. Right? We always say Yudkei Vavkei is Midas HaRachamim, Elokim is Midas HaDin. So Hashem has Rachamim on the land. And there's two pshats you could say in that. One is that he has Rachamim on the land, meaning on the earth and everything that's on the earth. He has Rachamim on the plants, and he has on the bugs and on the birds, and also on the people. That's one aspect of his Merachim on the Aretz and everything that's on the Aretz. But also he has rachamim on the earth itself, on planet earth itself. His rachamim is reflected in the fact that he made planet earth exactly the perfect right distance away from the sun, that it shouldn't be too cold and it shouldn't be too hot, and the way that he has it turn and rotate and revolve exactly in the way that people could live on it and the earth could be in the most beautiful and perfect way as possible. And that also is a reflection of the rachamim that Hashem has on the earth. And then we get more specific. We all say, Baruch Merachim ala Brios. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachamim on the creations and on the people that are within this world. And lest you ask, wait a second, but I don't see how Hashem has Rachamim on the people, because I see that sometimes good people suffer and I see that bad people seem to prosper and do well. So that's why right away we continue and we say in another aspect of Yudkei Vavkei is Baruch Meshalem Schar Tov Liyareav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu repays, reimburses with a good schar to those that fear him. What do you mean a good schar? Isn't all schar good? No. A schar, if Hashem would pay you right now with something temporary, with something transient, something he gives to you now, you enjoy it, and then it's finished and it's over, that's not a good way of paying somebody. But when you pay somebody with something that's everlasting and it's forever, and it's qualitatively on a completely different level than anything that this world could offer, and it lasts forever. So then that's a schai tov. That's a good schai. So I can't teach you Torah. Okay. So that's a good schar. So that's why we right away say Hashem is Mishayim schar tov, and that's why you might not see that those that are good get schar right away. But don't think that that's a lack of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim or a lack of his ability to repay. But it's actually coming from the fact that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he specifically looks at Mishayim schar tov. He's saving it for you when it's going to come for you in the best way possible. And that we see Rashi in Parsha Shmos, when it says in Perek Vav, Ani Hashem, so Rashi says over there, Ne'eman l'shalem schar tov l'mizhalchem l'fanai. You could trust me that I'm going to pay a good schar for those that walk in front of me and do my will. So that's also included in the name of Hashem. And then we continue and we say, Baruch Chai La'ad v'kayim l'netzach, which is also a pshat in the name of Hashem, but one of the reasons why we're saying it specifically also over here is that because of the fact that I'm Chai La'ad, that I'm eternally exists and I'm unchanging and my ability is always there, I will be able to pay you way down the line when it's better for you also. So I'm able to be Mishayim Schar Tov L'Yireyav because I'm Chai La'ad V'Kayim L'Netzach, so I could save it for you for the time that it's going to come for you in the best way possible. We say Kadosh Baruch Hu is Chai. You can't actually attribute any description to him because the description is limiting and he has no boundaries, and we can't attribute to him the limiting adjectives of this world. But what we mean is that he's not dead. That you could say he's not dead. And what we also mean is that he's the source of all life. He's the source of all life in all of the worlds. So he's chai, is that he's the source of life, and the fact that he's not dead. And he's Chai La'ad, and he's Kayim. Kayim says in the Siddur Gres that he's unchanging. His ability is unaffected, and the fact that this world exists doesn't take away from... It's not like he has now less space to exist, Chas V'Shalom. This world's existence doesn't take away or add to him at all. He's unchanging, and his ability is unchanging. And this is all in the name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, because the Yud in the beginning... Yeh has a connotation of something in the future. Like if we want to say something is Hu Yelech, he's going to walk. So that's in the Yud Kevav Kev, that the Yud shows you something about the future. And then the Hey is in the past. It's something that happened already, like Haya happened already. And then the Vav, okay, then there's a Vav. So that's something that brings together like the past and the future. And that's why the way that it's spelled, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, has within it the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always exists in the past, present, and future, and forever. And that's how we see within his name, how he's Chai La'ad, V'Kayim L'Netzach. Another thing in the name Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is the fact that he's Baruch Podeh U'Matzil. He redeems and he saves. And this is referring to especially the Jewish people. Hashem reveals himself through the Jewish people in this world by protecting them and saving them and redeeming them. And this term comes up, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the beginning of Aseret HaDibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. So he refers to himself as Hashem, Anochi Hashem, that redeemed you from Mitzrayim. And you could see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's expression within this world by his divine providence over the Jewish people. And that also is in the name of Hashem, of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. I don't know if I understood this, but also in the Siddur HaGra, I saw the chat that he's Podeh, when the guy is willing, so Hashem redeems the Jewish people from them. And when the guy is unwilling, he saves them against the guy's will, saves them from them. And that's how he's also Podeh, and he's also Matzil. But now, after all these descriptions that we said, and all these definitions, so to speak, of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, we right away take a step back and say, Baruch Shemo. Meaning, I don't know him, and all we see is his name, and how he express himself within this world through his name, but both in his name itself and his actions, there's so much there that we don't know that's hidden, and definitely in him himself, there's nothing that we know. With Avigdor Miller, just to go back for a minute, because he says that in that first we start with this general phrase of Bar Sha'amar V'Hayah Ha'olam, and that's a general praise, which then we break it up into three aspects that are all included within Baruch Amar V'Haya Olam. One is that he's Baruch Oseh Bereishis. He's the first one to ever create and give and do good. So in other words, anybody else that ever does good, they're following the example of somebody before them that they could learn from. And even Avraham Avinu looked at how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world where he's just giving so much all the time, completely, and he learned from Hashem. He didn't originate the concept of giving. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created the world, he was the first one to ever give. He created that example. So he's Oseh Bereishis, he's the first one to be giving and doing. Also included in Baruch Amar V'Haya Olam is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Omer V'Oseh. You see this enormous, gigantic world with so much detail in it that even the smallest cell or even the smallest ant within this world, the greatest scientists and all the scientists together can't create and can't make. They can't make such a thing themselves. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made everything. How? Omer V'Oseh. He just spoke and he made the whole thing. And this is to have a step back in face of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even the teeniest detail here, we can't replicate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu just was Omer, and he was Oseh everything. And that's part of Baruch Amar V'Haya Olam, and it's something that's Omer, it's in the present tense, he's constantly doing it. And Baruch Gozer U'Mekayim, he made a gzera for this world to exist, and now he keeps it in existence all the time. He gives it all of its needs, and takes care of it in order that this world doesn't fall apart. And now we get more specific into specific praises of Hashem. Baruch Merachem al Ha'aretz, that not only does he keep the world in existence, but everything that he does for the land, it's all good. In other words, let's say you could have something like lightning, which is very frightening, and Chazal say it's meant in order to shake people up and recognize the greatness of Hashem and put the fear of Hashem in a person. But at the same time, that lightning itself, we know about it, says Rabbi Victor Miller, that it combines together oxygen and nitrogen, and it's very good for the earth and for the land in order for crops to grow. So it looks like it's something scary and maybe even bad, but even within that, there's the racham of Hashem on the land. Another example, you have the four seasons, and winter sometimes looks like it's killing everything, but we know that the earth needs the winter and it needs the spring, summer, and fall in order for it to produce all that it produces. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only is Gozer Mekayim the world, he's also Merachim al Ha'aretz. Everything that he does is coming out of complete Rachamim for the Ha'aretz. And we'll pick up from here.